This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Investment Board grants permission for a feasibility study of two mega solar projects in Doti and Adelthura. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba shows government's commitment to policy level and legal reforms for attracting investment. Election Commission holds collection of voters' name list following the declaration of local level election date. Health Ministry redirects subordinate bodies to send COVID-19 vaccine details. And UN says around 30 million face hunger in Horn of Africa as drought worsens. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says the government is committed to the policy and legal reforms for attracting investors. Addressing a meeting of the investment board held at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba directed the board to expedite and focus on the works of a feasibility study for the construction of projects. The Investment Board Nepal, IBN, has granted permission to conduct a feasibility study of two mega solar power projects. The meeting of the board yesterday granted permission for the feasibility study of the 125-megawatt project at the Payal Silgadi municipality of Doti and 225-megawatt project at Amargadi municipality of Adelthura. The total estimated cost for these two mega solar projects is above 23 billion rupees. The board said that MS Central Electronics Limited would conduct a feasibility study of both projects. The government has declared Biratnagar Metropolis 18 as a bird flu affected area to control the flu. Unveiling yesterday's Cabinet Decisions, Communication and Information Technology Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the government also decided to declare Fewa Lake areas as watershed conservation areas. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has decided to provide compensation to the owners whose houses and huts were dismantled while constructing the Meat Hill Highway in Nuwakot. Similarly, Minister Karki informed that the cabinet has approved the Fifth Amendment of Securities Registration and Issue Regulations 2078 and the First Amendment of National Identity Card and Vital Registration Regulations 2078. Likewise, the Cabinet approved 11th Amendment of National Broadcasting Rules 2078-BS, directives to have digital mapping and land administration service delivery 2078, and a multi-sectoral work plan for prevention and control of non-communicable disease. The Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly has begun deliberation on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2077. Bikram Sambath, Committee President Parsuram Meghi Gurung, said the clause-wise discussion of the Public Service Broadcasting Bill in the National Assembly yesterday. The bill has the provision of transforming Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a national public service broadcaster. The bill was sent to the committee for clause-wise deliberation after it was registered in the National Assembly on the 10th of August. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled to be held on Wednesday has been postponed to February 14, according to a notice issued by the General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam. Yesterday evening, the meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for Wednesday has been rescheduled to be held on February 14th. The Election Commission has halted the work of collecting voters' name lists following the declaration of the local level election date. Spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Sharma Powder, said following the announcement of the local level election on 13th May by the government, the work of collecting voters' detail has been halted. Now the Commission will update the voters' list, compiling the names of the voters whose cards were issued until Monday. The Ministry of Health and Population has redirected the subordinate bodies to submit COVID-19 vaccine details by today. According to committee coordinator Dr. Gunaraj Lohani, the five-member committee formed by the ministry to investigate in regard to the archiving of COVID-19 vaccines made instruction as some districts and local levels failed to provide the details within the given time. Coordinator Dr. Lohani said six district offices and 109 local levels have not sent the details and have been asked to submit the details by today. The ministry on the 30th of January had formed the committee after it did not find the exact records of the vaccines. A total of 1,957 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 12,692 samples. Likewise, 5,103 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Minister reported 11 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,838 in the country so far. Former chairman of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Kamal Thapa, has said now he is no more associated with the party. Organizing a press meet in Hetonda yesterday, leader Thapa announced to quit the party. He explained that he came to the unwanted decision as his calls for correcting the ideological deviation and wrong tendencies within the party remained unheard. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. An estimated 13 million people in the Horn of Africa are facing severe hunger, the United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, has said. Drought conditions have affected pastoral and farmer populations across southern and southeastern Ethiopia, southeastern and northern Kenya, and south central Somalia, with forecasts of below average rainfall threatening to worsen already dire conditions in the coming months. Issuing a statement, a regional director in the WFP, Regional Bureau for Eastern Africa, Michael Donford, said harvests are ruined, livestock are dying and hunger is growing as recurrent droughts affect the Horn of Africa. French President Emmanuel Macron has told reporters that Russian President Vladimir Putin assured him that Russian forces would not ramp up the crisis near Ukraine's borders. Before meeting Ukraine's leader, he said that he secured an assurance there would be no deterioration or escalation. Russia has denied any plans to invade Ukraine, but it has assembled more than 100,000 troops near its borders. US officials believe Russia has assembled 70% of military forces needed for full-scale invasion. The tensions between Russia, Ukraine and the West come nearly 8 years after Russia annexed Ukraine's southern Crimea Peninsula. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of eastern and west high mountainous regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepal Investment Board grants permission for feasibility study of two mega solar power projects in Doti and Adelthura. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba shows government's commitment to policy and legal reforms for attracting investment. Election Commission holds collection of voters' name list following the declaration of local level election date. Health Ministry redirects subordinate bodies to send COVID-19 vaccine details. And UN says around 13 million face hunger in Horn of Africa as drought worsens. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.